蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。近来我们节目探讨的主题呢，叫做爱的五种语言。当然呢，所讨论的一个主体呢，还是查尔斯跟盖瑞·查普曼博士他们之间的一个对话，就是谈到盖瑞所写的这本书《爱的五种语言》里面讲到的一些东西。当然呢，查尔斯所提出的一些东西呢是更深刻的，因为《爱的五种语言》这本书呢，可能更多是偏向于这个两性之间的关系，或者说婚姻家庭当中你应该怎样去处理彼此之间这种亲密的关系。但实际上来说呢，爱的语言或者说爱的能力对于每个人来说都是必须的。那么从真理的角度上，或者说从一个普世性的角度，每一个人应该怎么样去看待爱，对待爱呢？这又是一个比较重要的内容了。所以呢，查尔斯就特别的就着这个爱的五种语言的这一些的内容呢，就跟盖瑞·查普曼博士有一些的探讨，同时他也自己有一些的见解跟我们来分享。那只是我不知道朋友你会不会对有一个场景会比较熟悉，那就是当两个人之间出现一些摩擦和矛盾的时候，我们往往会很习惯说，哎，明明是他怎么怎么样，为什么现在又来要求我，又或者说你想要我对你好，除非你先对我好啊。那这种的情况其实我自己在日常生活当中常常也会经历的。那我的感受就是觉得说，我们的爱的能力，或者说我们本身与人建立亲密关系的能力啊，都是比较弱的。我们很难去主动的做什么事情，我们往往是一种被动的心态，就总是觉得别人为我们做了什么之后，然后我们去回应他，这是一个理所当然的行为。甚至有的时候别人主动爱了我们，我们可能还会乐享其成的觉得，哎，他就是应该为我付出，应该为我做这些，至于我要不要回报他，那是另外一回事了。但其实我们透过这几期的节目，就自然而然会了解到爱这一件事呢，它不是一个被动的，或者说好像一定有什么主观因素去控制的，而是它需要有一个主动的一个状态，它才能够有那个爱的能量迸发出来的。在上一期节目当中，我们探讨到说，因为有耶稣基督的爱遮掩我们的罪，而且他的爱来供应我们，我们才有爱的能力。那么基督的爱到底什么样一个形态呢？这个是值得我们去思考的，因为我们的爱的源头是耶稣基督。当我们知道耶稣基督的爱是怎样的来到我们的生命当中的时候呢，或许我们也知道我们应该怎样去付出爱，活出一个爱的生命。那在我们今天的节目当中呢，我们就主要来探讨这样一个内容。
Where would we be if the Father had not sent his Son, Jesus, to lovingly, yes, out of love, die for us? Christianity is the only religion that teaches God comes to us first, instead of standing off at a distance, laying down the rules before we can even talk to him. And that's what makes Christian love so unique.
如果没有父神差遣他的儿子耶稣来为我们死，我们会变成怎样呢？基督教是唯一教导说神主动来靠近我们的宗教。我们的神不是只站在远处颁布规则，使我们难以靠近。也因此，基督信仰的爱就显得更加与众不同了。
I was able to talk to Gary Chapman a few days ago, and I asked him about how we can love better. Here's what he said to me.
几天前我有机会和盖瑞·查普曼谈话，我问他要如何才更懂得爱人，以下就是他的回应。
You know, Charles, I think there are two essentials to long-term healthy relationships, whether it's a marriage or a parent-child or a friendship. One is that you communicate love to them in a language that they understand. And that's why my book, The Five Love Languages, has been so helpful to so many people. Learning the other person's love language, what really makes them feel loved. I picture that every one of us has an emotional love tank. And if the love tank is full and we feel loved, we can enjoy life and process it well. If the love tank is empty, emotionally we struggle. And many, many people in our world today are struggling.
我想不管是婚姻关系、亲子关系或是朋友之间，想要有健康的关系呢，有两个必要的元素。第一是要用对方可以明白的语言来表达爱。所以我这本书《爱的五种语言》才能够帮助那么多人。学习别人的爱的语言，确实可以让对方感觉到被爱。我形容我们每一个人都有一个情感的爱箱，如果这个爱的箱子装满了，我们就会感觉到被爱；如果这个箱子是空的，我们的情感就会充满不安。而今天这个世界上有很多很多人都处在这种不安当中。
So, learning how to communicate love so that you keep the love tank full, that's the first essential. The second essential is dealing effectively with our failures, because none of us are perfect. You don't have to be perfect to have a long-term healthy relationship.But you do have to be willing to apologize when you say or do something that hurts another person. And then we have to be willing to forgive when people hurt us. If you get those two things in place, expressing love and learning how to apologize and forgive each other, you are on the road to having healthy long-term relationships.
所以学习爱的沟通就能够使你的爱箱充满了爱。这是第一个必要的元素。第二个要素就是要有效地处理自己的失败，因为没有人是完美的。你不需要成为完美才能够拥有健康又持久的人际关系。但是，当你的话语或者是行为伤害到别人的时候，你必须要愿意道歉。而当别人伤害我们的时候，我们也要愿意原谅。如果你能够把这两样都做好，表达爱以及学会道歉和原谅，你就能够渐渐地拥有健康长久的关系了。
Dr. Gary Chapman, a marriage and family counselor, sharing two pieces of advice on how to love others well. Love learns, but also love apologizes.
以上就是婚姻家庭咨询专家盖瑞·查普曼博士的分享。要如何好好爱别人，就是要学习，也要道歉。
Yesterday, we saw that the love of Christ covers our failures and the failures of others to love us well. That's the way of the cross. But love also takes the initiative. That means it takes the first step. That's how the Father loved us. That's how 1 John 4, 7 through 11 puts it.
昨天我们看过了基督的爱遮掩我们的过错与失败，也遮掩别人对我们的亏欠。十字架的道理就是这样，但是爱也会采取主动，也就是愿意走第一步。天父就是这样爱我们。约翰一书四章七到八节这样说
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God.Because God is love.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And then on to verse 9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love.Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
第九节接着说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。不是我们爱神， 乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Did you hear that? This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Now that's the shocking truth of the Christian faith. The Lord loved us first. You know, a lot of us think that God was angry with us before he sent his son, but John just told us why he sent Jesus to die. Because he loved us. We were running away from him, turning up our noses to him. But he didn't let us get away. He sent Jesus to die for us and to be raised from the dead 3 days later so that we can spend eternity with him.
你听到了吗？不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，这就是爱了。基督信仰惊人之处就是神先来爱我们。很多人都以为神差派他儿子来之前很生我们的气，但是约翰告诉我们，神差派耶稣来为我们死是因为神爱我们。我们本来是远离神，对他嗤之以鼻，但是神并没有放弃我们，他差派耶稣来为我们死，第三天从死里复活，使我们能够与他共享永生。
There's no greater love that I have ever found. No one else I know would lay his own life down for someone like me. In my vanity and pride with a selfless love, you've restored my life. No other name is stronger, or the grave could not contain. Love so divine it cannot be explained. No greater, no greater love than the love that found me. There's no greater love could ever come our rage. Oh, there's nothing else that could wash away my shame. All the things I've done, the things I can't believe. Oh, but all I know is that you've forgiven me.
It was God taking the initiative, his taking the first step. He knew we needed a perfect record to stand before him, so he sent Jesus to obey perfectly in our place. He knew we needed someone to pay the penalty for all the times we failed to love him and others the way we should, so he sent Jesus to love us by dying in our place, paying the penalty of our sins in full. And we're called to have faith. That's the only way we can return to the love of the Father. Faith alone is how we're saved. And then in response to this great love, we're called to love one another. And that means forgiving others. But it also means taking the initiative with those around us.
神才去主动走出第一步。他知道我们需要完全的行为才能站立在他面前，所以他差派耶稣来代替我们完全顺服神。神知道我们需要有人为我们受刑罚，因为我们总是难以做到神的吩咐去爱神爱人，所以神差派了耶稣来代替我们死，为我们的罪付上代价，表明对我们的爱。而我们该有的回应就是要信靠，只有这样我们才能回到神的爱中。信心是我们得救的唯一方式，而为了回应如此的大爱，我们必须彼此相爱，意思就是要原谅人，同时也表示我们要主动走进身边的人。
Taking the initiative means we'll be attentive to what they need, others need, and how they receive love. What love language do they speak?
主动的意思就是要留意他们的需要，知道他们是如何接受爱的，他们的爱的语言是哪一种呢？
Quality time? Then loving that person means having a good conversation, playing a board game together, doing more than just clocking time.
是精心的时刻吗？这样的人，你爱他的方式就是要好好的跟他聊天，一起玩桌游，做一些有趣的事。
Is it acts of service? Then loving that person means going out of your way to do something for them. It means picking up the house or doing dishes without being asked. Acts of service means doing something for a loved one so they don't have to.
如果他们爱的语言是服务的行动，那么就要为他们做些事，例如主动的打扫屋子或洗碗洗盘子。服务的行动就是要为你所爱的人做些事，好让他们可以不必自己做。
Maybe it's words of affirmation. That means you'll offer up things about that person that have helped you grow in your faith, things that you really appreciate about them, things that you canThank the Lord for. Maybe you write them a letter or send them a text just to tell them you're grateful for their friendship.
也许是肯定的言语，这表示你对帮助你灵命成长的人要表达具体的欣赏，也就是你为他们而感谢神的事。你可以写封信或发个信息给他们，告诉他们你多么感谢他们的情谊。
Physical touch.Can be a difficult love language to learn, can't it? Especially in our culture that glorifies sex and sexuality, it can be difficult to separate physical touch from romantic love. But for the sake of those in our lives that speak this love language first, we should take the initiative to learn. Maybe it's a handshake or a pat on the back or a parting hug. Love will take the initiative.And by faith, love won't cross inappropriate boundaries.
身体的接触可能是一个比较难学的爱的语言，尤其在欧美这种性关系至上的社会文化里，要区分身体的接触与浪漫之爱大概很困难。但是顾及到我们身边那些说这种爱的语言的人，我们还是要主动的去学习，也许是握手，或是拍拍背，或是说再见时拥抱一下。爱是采取主动的，而且因为对神的信仰，爱并不会有超越界限的不当行为。
Maybe it's gifts. Well, this one is pretty obvious, isn't it? The pitfall here is thinking that gifts mean extravagance and expense. It can look that way, but it can be as simple as a Snickers bar on your way home or a drink at Starbucks.
可能对方的爱的语言就是送礼物。这似乎比较容易看得出来，不过要小心，别以为礼物一定要很贵重或是标新立异。当然也可以是这类的礼物，但也可以很简单，例如回家时买一条巧克力，或者是一杯饮料等等。
The bottom line, though, is that if we as Christians are going to be truly loving those around us, we will take the initiative to learn them.And that's how the Lord loved us. And that's how we are called to love. All on the basis of Christ's love, Jesus isn't just our example. It's his love that gives us the strength and desire that we need to love those around us because his love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. and brings us into the Father's love. It makes us sons and daughters of the King of Kings.
我们的原则就是，如果我们基督徒想要真心去爱身边的人，就要主动向他们学习。神就是这样爱我们，他也呼召我们按照基督的爱那样去爱人。基督不只是我们的榜样，他的爱还能给我们力量和意愿去爱我们身边的人，因为他的爱是通过圣灵浇灌到我们心里的，他的爱也能把我们带进神的爱里，使我们成为万王之王的儿女。
That's what makes love, Christian love, uniqueIt isn't centered on me. Apart from Christ, our attempts to love end up focusing on us. I love you because I'll get something in return, or I'll look good in the process. But the way of Jesus is to lay your own life down for the good of another. And he says that our love for one another proves to a watching world that he is real and that his love is powerful.His love takes the first step. His love knows who we are and what we need. We are broken people in need of hope and forgiveness. And by the power of his cross, by the deep love of the Father, and by the generous grace of his Spirit, he gives us exactly that. That's the love of Jesus. That's the kind of love that we will spend the rest of eternity celebrating.
这就是基督的爱的独特之处，他不是以自我为中心。如果没有基督，我们努力去爱的结果还是聚焦在我们自己身上。比如说，我爱你，因为我可以得到回报，或是在过程中我会得到一些好处。但耶稣的做法却是为了别人的好处而舍去了自己的生命。他说，我们彼此相爱就会让世界看到他的真实以及他爱的力量。主的爱是主动的爱，他的爱是了解我们，知道我们的所需。我们是一群需要盼望和饶恕的受伤的人，而借着主耶稣十架的大能和天父深厚的爱，还有圣灵广大的恩典，主把盼望和饶恕给了我们。这就是耶稣的爱，我们永远都要颂赞他这样的爱。
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfectly a great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me, my name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart.Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just isSatisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory.My Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and My Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
耶稣基督的爱呢，是主动的爱，是体恤我们需要的爱。想到这里啊，我就想到之前在网上看到的一篇的文章，大意是讲到说别用你以为的方式去爱别人。有时候真的是这样子，我们总觉得我自己尽我的所能，或者说啊，我以我自己的判断，我尽可能的做一个事情，做某一个行为啊，觉得让对方要感受到我对他有一个爱的行动。但问题是在过程当中你却发现对方可能不领情，甚至完全没有办法体会到你对他那种真正爱的感受。当然了，有关这方面呢，如果是涉及到婚姻家庭里面的问题，查普曼博士在爱的五种语言里面已经讲得很清楚了。因为每个人的需求不同，而且在每个阶段你所需要的东西都是不一样的，所以才会有特别的五种的爱的语言，其实也就是爱的方式，或者说爱的一种形式，一种出发点。当然查尔斯今天跟我们强调的一个重点，就是指向了说耶稣基督他的爱是一个主动的爱。坦白说呢，人类的结局呢，没有谁比神更清楚了。他知道我们终将有一天呢，是要来到他的审判台前，接受他的最终的审判，最终确定我们的去处是天堂又或者是地狱的。但是呢，神主动的将耶稣基督赐给我们，降世为人，担当我们的罪，承受一切的刑罚，目的就是为了要挽回我们的生命，使我们能够重新有机会回到神的面前，以摆脱那个最终审判所带来的恶果。这就是神主动的爱，这是神完全体恤我们的需要的一种爱。或许我们真的很难去理解神对我们的这种爱，只是李诺就想到，对于很多的孩子来说，父母的一些约束、一些的要求、一些的警戒，往往是对孩子一个最切实的保护。有时候站在孩子的立场上，总是觉得父母这也不许，那也不许。但其实真的在你长大之后呢，你慢慢就会发现，原来父母那些的叮咛，那些的嘱咐呢，是饱含着一份爱的。当然了，无论多少个父母，多么伟大的爱，都不如神对我们的爱更加的丰满，更加的伟大，也是充满力量的。所以真的盼望耶稣基督主动的爱能够进入到你的心中，而我们每一个人呢，也能够坦然的去接受耶稣基督这份主动的爱，然后呢，来回应他，来信靠他，并且来按着神的心意活出我们的人生，来活出耶稣基督这一份主动的爱。邀请朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。